Welcome to Backdoor Cover. This is the special big game extravaganza episode.
Monstrous.
People have been saying that this is the best sports podcast in the world.
Wait, who's been saying
maybe,
that?
Maybe the universe.
Lots of people.
Probably the universe.
We're not ranked that way. I guess if people are saying it, that's all that really
matters. But I mean, usually the best shows aren't really the highest ranked.
People are saying it. Just because we don't game the system to get to the top of the charts doesn't mean that we're not the best.
Like, the most watched show on television is like The Big Bang Theory, but that's by far
that's nowhere near
the best show on TV.
We are here for the people, so that's what matters. If the people say it, then that's what matters.
We want a very specific, our listener is a very specific human being. Anyway, I'm Ross Bolin. I'm here with Dylan Cheverer.
What's that? How you say that name again?
Dylan Cheverer.
Okay, that's better. Hi. I'm glad to be back. I've been sick, like sick, and I feel a lot better today, and I'm happy to be here with
no,
you.
No one asked about your health.
I know, but I like to update the people because people worry about me.
And Dan Regester, also here in the studio.
Not sick, though, so hopefully Dylan didn't bring anything
He's well.
Dan's wearing a Schmedium tee right now, and he's just busting out of it.
Yes,
it's Man Outfitters, though, so
I could have
that's
sex
promotion.
Dan, that's a medium.
I could have
this
sex.
This is a medium. With yeah.
You don't wear a medium.
No?
No, you don't wear a medium.
The larges are starting to get a little too big for me, though.
The shoulder like stitching is like halfway up your trap. No, what's that up there? That's your trap, right?
Trap, yeah.
Yeah.
You have cleavage.
Yeah.
I don't. There's no cleavage.
I could have sex with your chest right now.
Anyway, you probably need a bigger shirt, but you look good.
Thanks, man.
What are we going to talk about sports today?
It's the extravaganza.
It's the big game.
It's the huge game.
Allowed to say it. I thought that was marketing.
They're not. Let's be honest. They're not
going
to come
out. Nobody's allowed to say it.
They're not going to come after us.
No.
Super Bowl.
We double down on getting sued and we just say the name.
It'd be good publicity.
We put a lot of like licensed music on this podcast.
We do that already.
But we do it like tenfold.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Sounds like a busy podcast.
We're already really trying our best to get sued by playing as much licensed music as possible.
Mike,
using sound bites from all over the world that we don't have licensing for.
Hit us with that Fox Sunday NFL music.
No, let's not.
Bim, 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 bim. Yeah, let's start using all of ESPN's fucking...
Well, ESPN's not Fox.
Mike has just informed us that the camera is now rolling.
Oh, shit.
It was not,
huge.
But it is
welcome
now.
To everyone who's watching instead of listening that can now see us. In our hot bodies.
And me just busting out of this tee.
Before we get into this week, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great looking game day apparel to coolers and other man shit, manoutfitters.com has everything you need. Great menswear. Cole Haan, Costa, Vineyard Vines was just added to the lineup.
Big.
If you're a big Vineyard Vines guy, this is huge for you. If you use the code, what's our code?
BDC10.
Tell the people, BDC10 for 10% off your entire order at manoutfitters.com. We've also got an iTunes app and an Android app, so look those up on those respective platforms. BDC10 is in Backdoor Cover, 10% off your whole order, manoutfitters.com. Vineyard Vines just added, go for it. All right, Super Bowl / big game / there is a professional football matchup taking place on Sunday. In Houston, Texas, home of me, Ross Bolin.
Are you not stopping by?
No, I'm actually going to be in Marfa, Texas.
Oh, man. I heard that's a haul.
It's kind of the opposite of being at the Super Bowl.
No, that's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Away from civilization.
I can't tell you how excited I am for that.
What's that, like a six-hour drive?
Are you going to be able to watch the game?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to watch the game.
Television?
I assume on like a very small, old, out-of-date television.
Like a black and white.
So Marfa is this tiny town in West Texas, correct?
Indeed.
It's a little like artsy. It's become a big tourist destination. It's
you like go out there and you do like big band and you do like, I mean, that's a little bit of ways from Marfa, but
I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. They've got that Prada store, like fake Prada store set up in the middle of nowhere so that you can take a picture with it or whatever and put it on Instagram so people think you're cool.
Man, that is a drive. We're looking at the map right now. That's a drive.
It should go without saying, but this trip was not my idea. I'm just along for the ride, and I'm so excited that it's Super Bowl weekend too. But hey, do what you got to do.
How long's this trip been in the books?
A few months.
So your wife essentially just said the Texans aren't making the Super Bowl this year. She just knew.
Yeah, her and the rest of the planet.
Yeah.
I don't think that was ever taken into consideration when planning trips for Houston Texans fans. No Texans fan was like, now, we might make the Super Bowl. Let's keep that weekend clear. Osweiler might suddenly wake up a totally different human being.
I mean, you had those 2 weeks of Tommy.
We did. Anyway, big game this weekend. Falcons, Patriots. Patriots opened at -3 and have sat pretty much right there the entire time, which is a little surprising to me. We'll talk more about...
You expected it to go which way?
I don't know. I expected it to
just move.
To move in a direction... I don't know. I kind of figured it would move closer to even money.
I guess it would have been -4 was my initial
That they'd become
guess.
Bigger favorites?
Yeah. But it's about where it should be, I think. I think they should definitely be the favorite.
It's a terrifying line to me.
It's a good line. It's a solid line.
Mm. Mm.
I wouldn't know which way to put my money on. That's why I think it's a good line.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Do we want to talk more about the Super Bowl right now?
No, I mean, it's the extravaganza, so you tell me.
I guess we can talk about whatever we want.
The over-under is 59.
It's the extravaganza. Yeah, apparently there's going to be a lot of points.
I mean...
Lots of scoring. Lots of touchdowns.
One would think. And both teams, 15-3, the Patriots are against the spread, and Atlanta's 12-6 against the spread.
Here's the thing. I could see Atlanta winning. I could see Atlanta getting blown out.
No, I can't.
Atlanta's going to put points up.
Yeah. This is going to be a good game.
I'm just scared that it won't live up to the offensive hype that comes with an over-under of like 60 points. And nobody cares about Atlanta.
No, but I mean, one like a few people do.
Except Alex George.
Alex George. Former guest.
Former guest of the show.
She's
calling in. We have 15
a million
people.
Guests.
She's also calling?
We have like 15 people calling in today. We've got the great Mia Khalifa. We've got the great TJ Yates.
The great Alex George, I guess.
We've got the mediocre Alex George.
Tim Livingston.
We've got Tim Livingston from theleadsports.com. We've also got the fucking wolf of Twitter notoriety.
I think Jared's on the podcast.
I'm going to throw a text to my mom, see if she wants to call in later on.
Yeah, see if your mom wants
see
to call.
See if Rosemary wants to give her take on
everybody
the Super Bowl.
Everybody that's... We went through a whole phone book and tried to get as many guests lined up for this Super Bowl extravaganza as we can. Big game extravaganza. What a stupid fucking rule that you can't say Super Bowl.
You can't.
It's insane.
Just not to make money, like I think for advertising purposes.
Well,
it makes sense to an extent.
It's like at this point, it's like Kleenex or anything else. Like you should be able to say it. It's like koozie. You can't call your thing that you would traditionally call a koozie. You can't market it as a koozie because the company Bic
owns the rights to it
and they will come for your ass.
It's a beer sleeve.
Kleenex.
Loss. How
Kleenex
dare you.
Pulled off the best marketing coup of all time. You look at a tissue, you call it a Kleenex. Most people call it a Kleenex, even though it's called a tissue. That's brilliant.
Well, the game
Think
on Sunday
it.
Is called the Super Bowl, and you can't say that without Goodell and his fucking cronies coming for your head. It's weird.
I mean, polo shirts.
Polo's another example.
Ralph Lauren.
Good job, Dan.
Yeah.
Good job, Dan.
Yeah. But, well, yeah. Do companies call their shirts polos?
I've seen some do.
See?
Yeah.
What? Anyway. Excited for the Super Bowl. What are y'all doing for the game?
I actually don't have plans yet.
I don't either.
Pathetic.
There's an off chance I will go to Houston, though.
Oh.
I showed you that. I got this weird kind of cryptic text from our buddy Klein Kubiak.
No.
I showed y'all the text. He said, you might want to come to Houston next weekend for some parties. That's all I'm going to say. And I was like, well, you got to say more than that. Cause I can't plan a trip to Houston based off that text. He goes, I can't say more, but you might want to come. I don't know what that means. He's going to the game. I don't have a ticket to the game.
He's going to murder you? He's going to murder you in your sleep?
He has some party lined up or something that he wants to include me in. I don't know what that means. I don't know if like Lady Gaga's going to be there, if it's just like him and like two of his boys. I don't know. So
it's going to be like Connor Barwin and all ex-Texans players
in
you.
In just like a hotel room.
Like, I want Paul Wall to be there. I want Beyonce there. Who are the other Houston?
I don't think Beyonce is going to be there.
No. Who are the other Houston?
Paul Wall still. I thought Paul Wall's in jail.
No, he's not. No, he's.
He did get popped.
He's out the clink, dog.
I don't know if he's going to end up in prison, but he got wrapped up in wrapped up in some shit.
It's going to be me, Klein, a couple of Klein's buddies from high school, and like a bowl of chips.
No, I'm not kidding. It's probably going to be like 3-4 ex-Texans players. There's like a crew of those guys that are all boys, and they all hang out with like Nick Scherfield, who's an ex-Texans employee.
Like, no offense to Connor Barwin, but he's not going to get me to Houston. I'm not going to go to Houston for Connor Barwin. I'm not.
I think Barwin's an interesting guy, too.
He would get me to Houston.
He's a huge hipster.
Like, I need Kanye status to get me to Houston.
Like, that's... Barwin rides I don't even know if he owns a car. He rides a bike.
Yeah, he's the biggest hipster in the history of professional sports.
Great Philadelphia Eagle, though.
And
love Connor.
And was a great Houston Texan. But, yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know.
Well, you know, best
options are open
to you. And you're... I can't believe it would take somebody bigger than like starting NFL players to get you to drive. It's only 2.5 hours away.
I don't get that impressed with celeb types, especially athletes. I don't know why. Actors, yeah. Musicians, yeah. Athletes, they just got lucky.
They're just
freaks of nature. Yeah,
you're like, that could have been me.
Football,
I didn't blow out my knee in high school. That's
football players are just physical specimens who are big and fast and strong. They're not uniquely skilled like a baseball player or a golfer.
Or a great chef.
A great chef isn't going to get me to Houston either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like a linebacker is just a freak athlete. He doesn't have a unique skill.
Wait,
you know how to play the game.
You're saying Anthony Bourdain invites you to a party in Houston. You're not going?
Yeah, I'll go for Bourdain.
Does he count as a chef?
Yeah.
He's a chef.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get my point?
No, not really. I mean, I agree with you that on some level there's a difference. There's like a very specific skill set that goes with certain professional sports. But you can't just be a freak athlete and make it to the NFL.
If you take a raw athlete, just pure based on strength and speed, agility, all that stuff, from a young enough age, you can train him to be a great football player. You can't teach him how to hit a professional curveball. You know, that's a God-given skill, is what I'm saying. God-given talent.
All right, whatever. Disagree to agree.
No, I make lots of sense here.
Yeah.
No, I think if you just practice enough, you can
learn
how to hit a curveball.
Tiger Woods, for example, he was born with the ability to swing a golf club.
Yeah, and fuck.
And fuck.
Those two things he was born with.
Fires out great text, too.
The endless drive to dominate the sport of golf for the span of about a decade and have sex with as many cheap waitresses and bottle service girls as possible.
That is true, though, I think, for golf, that some people are just naturally born to be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
At golf, because a friend of the program, Paige Branick, was a gymnast until she was 12, and then she picked up the sport of golf, and in a year, she was shooting under par.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Mia here. Mia.
Hi.
Oh.
What's up, Mia?
Hold on 1 second.
No, you're good.
Put my arms so I can hear you. Hey,
are we
I'm
recording,
here.
Micah? Okay, Micah just patched you through. We weren't even ready for you. How you doing?
We're mid-conversation, but it's all good. How are you, Mia?
Did I interrupt
no.
like I always do?
No, Micah interrupted, but you're perfect. You're fine.
Mia Khalifa.
Oh, stop it. How are you guys?
Oh, we're fantastic. It's Super Bowl week.
Excited for the Super Bowl?
We're excited. We're real excited. You're in New York or Houston? Where the hell are you?
I am in Manhattan right now. That is probably all the traffic you hear in the background.
Okay, great. And when are you heading to Houston?
I'm not hustling in these streets. Actually, it sounds like I'm a prostitute. I'm not hustling shit.
what are you doing in New York?
I came up for the Caps Islanders game, and the Caps shat the bed. So now I'm doing some retail therapy.
Saw some very depressing Snapchats from you last night.
Yeah, I was pretty heartbroken. Flew all the way up here to see my Caps lose.
And when are you heading to Houston for the big game?
Probably Saturday. I'm literally just only going for the game, so like Saturday night or maybe even Sunday morning.
You're not hitting any pre-game parties?
No, you know, I got invited to a few, but I'm probably going to be drained after this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still taking over our Snapchat account when you're there?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
If you'll have me.
Oh, we will have you.
We will.
Now,
I'm excited
for that.
I'm excited.
Before we get into the game, I just want to thank you personally for being kind of the spark for the 76ers January. 10-5.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to credit you for just this resurgence of 76ers basketball.
For getting under Embiid's skin.
I'm getting the credit for that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving that
to you. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Who do you have as your pick in Sunday's
my
game?
My pick is Falcons, but my brain says Patriots. I just want Devonta Freeman to win.
So your heart says Falcons, your brain says Patriots?
Yes. Also, Alex is a huge Falcons fan, and I feel like she'll disown me as her friend if I root against her.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So the spread is 3 points. I mean, who, if you had to put $10,000 down, who are you betting on? The Patriots are favored by 3, by the way.
Yeah, I'm betting Patriots.
Okay. So
yeah.
Mia's got Pats -3.
A lot of people are going to have that answer.
It's hard to go against Brady.
I'm definitely betting Patriots.
Very hard to bet against Brady and Belichick.
Yeah. But Alex, if you're listening, my heart says Falcons.
Hey, Mia, do you have an actual prediction of what you think the score is going to be?
27. No, that's too high. Hold on. It's going to be like 2017.
That's a fairly low score.
So hit the under. The under's,
huh?
Over-under is 59.
Hold on. I can't hear you.
Don't try and sway her, Dan. Let her stick to her score here. 2017. It's all right. She got it.
Boom. Any other thoughts? Passing fancies before we let you go?
Not really. The Super Bowl halftime show is probably going to be lame.
Who is it, Gaga?
I think it's Lady Gaga.
It is. And Gaga's electric. I don't know what you're talking about. It's going to be great.
I'm not into her.
You know that Luke fucking Bryan is singing the national anthem? What the hell?
You can gamble on what kind of pants he's wearing.
Luke Bryan is singing the national anthem. Like, come on, Houston.
Oh, my God. He's going to put a country twist on it, and everyone's going to collectively roll their eyes.
Well, he's just the cheesiest of the cheese dicks.
Is he gonna play guitar while he sings it, too?
I don't know.
I don't think he's like a big guitar player.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
He's not like Paisley.
I apologize on behalf of New York City right now.
No, you're
good. Did you almost get hit by a car just now?
I am jaywalking, so.
Please don't cross the street while you're on the phone. It's dangerous.
Our ratings would go up big time if you got hit right now.
I would risk my life for you guys, just to talk to you guys.
Like, if you just got mowed down by a bus, we'd probably be the number one podcast.
What if I get mugged while I'm on air with you guys?
That'd be huge.
It'd be our most listened to episode yet.
I get my phone stolen while I'm on air. He just finishes the interview.
We would miss you, but it would be probably worth it. Well, Mia, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Enjoy Manhattan. Come back and see us soon.
Be safe.
Of course. Love you guys.
All right, love you. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Always good to hear from Mia. She's going to be taking over the Total Frat Move TFM Snapchat on Sunday at the Super Bowl. So follow Total Frat Move, one word, on Snapchat. That's the username. Mia Khalifa going to be at the big game on Sunday.
And she will be revealing her famous friend who's taking her there.
Perhaps she will.
I think.
Perhaps
she
will.
She says she will, but we can't make a promise.
No.
Who are we?
Promises.
Who are we?
No one. We're no one to make promises. Moving on. LeBron James, which I think we touched on last week. Maybe we didn't.
No, we did. We destroyed LeBron.
Okay. Yeah. We destroyed LeBron last week. It's hard to remember all the conversations you talk about sports so much, especially with the stuff that's gone on with LeBron.
This is the same story, just an ongoing...
Well, okay, so Barkley called LeBron out like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I think before our last episode, and said basically, look, man, like, do you want every good player in the league?
Well, the line that really got under LeBron's skin, I think, is when Barkley said that LeBron doesn't want to compete.
Right.
Which is that's a blow.
Well, he said, do you even want to compete? Yeah, he like asked it, yeah, at the end of that little, what's his show called, Inside the NBA? And LeBron, I guess, finally exploded.
Destroyed Barkley, destroyed him.
But to be fair, all right, here's the thing that makes it weird. All of Barkley's points were true. All of them. And what LeBron doesn't seem to understand is what we kind of addressed last episode is that, dude, it's one thing to be like, shit, we need more star power. we need more firepower to beat the Warriors. But to do it publicly is weird.
Yeah, it's messed up.
He doesn't seem to grasp the difference between handling something in-house, like going to your GM and saying, hey, man, we need to get more shooters, or we need to get a point guard, or we need to get a playmaker, whatever, and saying it on social media like an idiot.
I don't think there's an athlete that's less self-aware than LeBron James.
He's like the Justin Bieber of the NBA in that it would be impossible for him to be self-aware. When you grew up in the spotlight like he has, there is no self-awareness that comes with that. Like, it's pretty impossible to be a normal, self-aware human being. That being said, you would think somebody around him would be self-aware enough.
Like one of his boys.
To be like, hey, man, maybe don't tweet, you know, basically putting your GM on the hot seat to the entire freaking world.
But I see LeBron surround himself, like all of his friends from high school or whatever, are just yes men. Like, oh, whatever you say, LeBron, man, that's a great idea.
Awesome. You get that feeling for sure.
So Barkley clearly struck a chord with LeBron. He got him where it hurt. And what LeBron did was attack Barkley, like, personally.
His character.
He attacked his character and brought up things from the past that he had been accused of and whatever. And he didn't even address Barkley's points.
Right.
It's like a childhood argument when, like, we're talking about whatever, and then I say, oh, yeah, well, your mom, you know, is fat or something. Like, it was that level of pettiness.
It's weird because, basically, LeBron took Barkley's points and translated it, put it into his brain, took all that shit in, and the only thing that matters to LeBron is competing. So the only thing he could relate it to was, like, I've always competed, respected the game, and put like done my best to represent the NBA the right way. You never did that. Like, you spit on a kid. You were in Vegas till Sunday during the All-Star break. Didn't even show up. Like, gambling psycho. You had gambling debts. Basically, called him out for that. I just don't see. It's a good point because Barkley wouldn't survive in the social media world today. In the modern day NBA, with the way social media is, he would get fried. But so would a lot of other guys.
I mean, with Jordan?
No. I mean, and that's another good point.
Yeah, Jordan was like...
Jordan was a gambling, degenerate gambler.
He wasn't necessarily a great guy, but he was an awesome athlete, great competitor. And, like, he did whatever he had to do to win.
There have been a lot of really shitty guys in the NBA over the years. Hall of Famers, really shitty guys. Karl Malone, notoriously shitty guy. Sean Kemp, shitty guy. There's lots of shitty guys in the NBA. Barkley's kind of a shitty guy.
I don't think they were shitty. I think they just had edge.
There's a big difference between shitty guys. Edge and being shitty.
No, I think the NBA in the 80s and 90s, that was just a bunch of guys with edge.
A bunch of guys being shitty. And
guys being dudes.
It's a different
guys
era.
Being guys.
It's a different era. It's not fair for LeBron to put all that on Barkley.
The NBA is soft today.
It is. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's different. The same way with social media, man. The way like politicians today have to behave a lot differently than politicians in the early 90s, early 80s, or in the 80s.
Do
because,
they? We yeah. just elected a president that said, grab her right by the pussy.
Let me tell you.
He doesn't. The rules don't apply to him, though.
Let me tell you why I'm able to appreciate LeBron. To me, like, athletes aren't role models. They're guys who are just really good at sports. And I'm able to separate what they do on the field, on the course, on the court, whatever, from who they are in real life. It's why I was always such a big Tiger fan. I just love watching them play golf.
Didn't Charles Barkley actually say, I'm not a role model?
Yes.
Maybe. But Tiger Woods, the whole ordeal when he slept with 1,000 Hooters waitresses, I didn't, like, yeah, that sucks, and he makes him a shitty person, but I like to watch that guy play golf, and I wanted to see him do well, because I love dominant, really dominant athletes, and that's why I love LeBron. Yeah, he might be a whiny baby off the court, but on the court, there's not many people I enjoy watching play more than LeBron James.
Well, I guess it's LeBron's failure, again, to understand. Like, it's just weird, because he knows it's Barkley's job, right? Like, he even said, like, that's his job. He has to go on TV and talk about stuff like this.
And I mean, he says millions of things that are just, like, kind of quote-worthy.
Like, you can't understand that that's his job and be personally offended by it and start ripping off, like, personal, you know, faults of this guy. Like, you can't have it both ways. And I don't get... At the end of the day, the point this point stands. Like, for a guy like me, I like Russell Westbrook a lot more than I like LeBron.
Same.
Because Westbrook
has edge
and is cool. I would hang out with him. I don't want to hang out with LeBron, but that's not the point. If I'm making a team, I'm still taking LeBron over Westbrook, barely, right now. And I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I've had too much coffee. No, I don't know what my point is.
I see what your point is. And for whatever reason, I think Russell Westbrook, like, that's a guy you don't fuck with. Even though he's much smaller than LeBron, I feel like he would just throw LeBron around.
You know, he dresses like Madonna from the 90s.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Weird. Dresses he's like a weird dude.
He's a weird dude. He's a very weird dude. But he's awesome. And, I mean, LeBron just doesn't seem cool. I do not, like, I love watching him play. Yeah, sure, he's a great basketball player. He's going to go down as one of the best of all time. But he's such a pussy. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares what Barkley's fat ass said about you in the studio? Dude, you won a ship last year. Go focus on winning.
Yeah, he's just a guy you wouldn't have in your group of friends.
Micah wrote in 75-point font that the fucking Wolf is calling any second now, so.
It'll be cool when the Wolf does call.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But he just kind of sucks. Not the Wolf. LeBron.
He's lame. He's lame.
He just gets lamer by the second. And it's like, I mean...
He always says that, like, oh, I'm a father of three. He always uses that as, like, a defense.
The Wolf
like,
can hang on a sec.
Cool, man. You have children. You're a grown-ass man. Like,
LeBron, one last point real quick. LeBron is reeling right now because he knows that his window for another championship is closing. It's because of what the Warriors are doing.
But he just got one last year.
But he wants to finish his career strong with a couple more rings.
Well, he needs to chill out, man, and sack up.
All right. The Wolf.
Hey, there? Wolf is on one.
Fucking Wolf.
Wolf is on the line.
Hello, friend. How are you?
Man, I'm all right. Busy fucking day. I'm still in my office. I hope nobody can hear me through the walls and because I'm the Wolf, because I don't want anybody at work to know who I am.
Yeah, you have to stay anonymous if you're going to be as hardcore of a player in the gambling game as you are.
Yeah, I know. Fuck my life.
Fuck
What's
it.
The deal, dudes?
Well, we got the big game on Sunday, and we wanted to talk to you about it, see what you think. Pats minus three. Who do you like?
A PSA for everybody about the big game. Some news on the fucking Wolf. He lives in Houston, so I just printed my tickets for the KD Nolan show tomorrow at 2:00. So if you know the Wolf, I'll be on set.
Oh shit! Wait, you're really gonna be on set?
Yeah, I got. I requested tickets last week and I got through. So I have tickets. The guests are Brandon Marshall and Chris Carter.
Well, I hope you do something ridiculous on.
You can hold up a sign or anything
national
cool.
TV.
No, I'll probably make a jacking off motion.
You should offer Chris Carter to be his fall guy.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, he's always looking for fall guys. So,
yeah, I may take a bunch of Adderall and ask Katie Nolan to come out and drink with me later that night.
I think that sounds like a good plan, Wolf. What's your prediction for the game?
I have my gambling site open, so let's take a look at the line. I see plus. 3 Falcons and under 58.5 is what I'm looking at.
That is correct.
So those are my two picks. Let's go Falcons plus 3. And I originally was leaning towards the Patriots minus 3, but a couple of my numbnut coworkers were like, "Oh, I think there's no way New England doesn't win this game. They're gonna blow them out." So that's auto fade Falcons plus 3.
Just no respect for the Falcons this year, or in general.
Yeah, I know it, man. That offense is so good.
It is.
The reason why I'm leaning towards the under, you know, everybody just saw Atlanta put up a shitload of points throughout the playoffs, but the Patriots have a good D, and you know, I think the Patriots will find a way to have some time-consuming drives. I just think there's just not enough possessions to get over 58.5.
And Atlanta's defense is starting to come on in playoffs.
Yeah, they really are.
I tend to agree with you on that one. I really like, out of all the things that you can bet in this game, my favorite so far is the under.
because I just don't see it being as high scoring as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Yeah, nope, for sure. All right, so I am now pulling up to novelty props.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any props that you like?
I like Luke Bryant wearing jeans for the national anthem.
Is that a real prop?
It's a real bet. What kind of what type of pants is he going to wear?
Will a player do the Dirty Bird during a touchdown dance?
I don't think
saw
so.
That one.
Will Donald Trump? Total numbers of Donald Trump tweets over 6.5.
Oh wow!
There's over under Peyton Manning commercials during the Super Bowl 1.5. I think you hammer the over. Peyton's getting at least 7 commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Luke Bryan national anthem under 127.5 seconds. He sang one about 4 years ago that was 122, but then he sang one.
What do you have?
127.5.
Wow.
That's on mybookie.ag, by the way.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have 130.5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I should. That's a better one.
Maybe that line has moved a lot.
And I think you take a
does that line move?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think you take a flyer on Johnny Manziel getting arrested during Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, I saw that one.
I think that's plus 700 right now.
And, is it really?
No, it's like 1500, I think,
or something like that. And then I think you take a flyer too on somebody getting a concussion during the game. You want to cheer?
I was just looking at that. Yeah. Yes,
that's
give
like
me,
even
give
money.
Me
I think
plus 110 on somebody leaving with a concussion, and I hope that everybody gets a concussion and everybody dies.
Yeah. Wow. We're cheering for concussions, Peyton Manning commercials, and Johnny Manziel getting arrested.
Wolf, any other points before we let you get back to your day job?
Yeah. One last prop. Post-grad problems and total frat move contributor David Ruff. I already texted this to him, but I'm going to hammer Team Ruff plus 3.5 in the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah.
Team Ruff.
So, are you fucking kidding me? Max wager $100
on the Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl.
On the Puppy Bowl. Oh. I want to wager $500.
You sir are a true degenerate.
You sir are sick in the head.
All right, guys. Well, I got to run, but
always a pleasure.
Tomorrow,
Wolf.
2:00, Fox Sports 1.
All right, Wolf. Have fun tomorrow. Enjoy the Katie Nolan Show.
Later, man.
See you. You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us. Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
If you're listening to me right now, you like sports.
If you're not listening to me right now, I don't know who exactly I'm talking to.
But you're definitely listening to me right now, so why not check out the Inside TFM podcast?
Every Thursday, we're coming at you with college stories, fraternity stories, alcohol stories.
All the stories that your ears can handle.
A lot of stories. Dan, tell us more about the stories.
Stories.
That's exactly what we needed to hear.
That's
listen
right.
Listen to the TFM podcast. We're coming at you every Thursday. Listen and subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, you looking for a new podcast? Give Dudes Doing Business a shot. We are a business podcast. We give you insight into what we're doing here at the company, but we also bring in people from the outside, some third-party folks to come on and talk to us, because business is a sport, as a wise man once said.
That was you, right?
That was not me, but it may as well be, because I've adopted it as my moniker.
There you go.
It's
yeah,
my life now.
Fresh out of school, stuck in, you know, cubicle purgatory, no matter where you're at. We're just business without buzzwords. So I think we might improve that commute of yours just a little bit.
Dudes Doing Business. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right, we're back. We never left, but we're back. You never know how this thing's being edited.
We took a real life break, but podcast, we didn't take a break.
Yeah, I guess okay. Anyway, Dylan has a good story.
It's not a great story, but there's this kid making national headlines. His name is Levi Jones. He just committed to USC to play football.
First of all, very cool name.
Levi Jones is a solid football name.
That's a pimp, I don't mean this, and I'm not using the word pimp as an adjective. I mean, that's an actual pimp name for a pimp.
If you name your son Levi, you expect him to be a total badass.
Like, Levi Jones gets his money.
So this kid's a number 4 outside linebacker in the country, and he's making national headlines because he just committed to USC, but the way he did it is what's actually noteworthy. He did a press conference, I think at a school, and he revealed he was wearing a Florida t-shirt or a sweatshirt, something like that. Everyone goes crazy. Oh, he committed to Florida. He goes, no, y'all, hold on a sec. And he rips that off, and he has a Florida State shirt on under it. So everyone's like, oh, shit, he's going to Florida State. He fooled us.
Oh, shit, Levi.
Then he pops that top, and he's wearing a USC sweatshirt. He's like, ah, I'm going to USC, fight on.
It's kind of a dick move.
Kind of a real dick move.
And they were probably waiting for like 2 more minutes. Like, all right, has he got anything else under? Or,
yeah, so, but he is going to USC. But
then they made him get naked.
Yeah.
Prove that he had nothing else on.
The kid goes to Westlake, which is a 7-iron from where we're sitting right here, right now. It's right across the street, basically. So that's kind of interesting.
What race is Levi?
He is a brother. He's a black fellow.
Okay, I was going to say, because you can't be a white dude and pull off the name Levi Jones.
No, and the reason you ask, and I get it, because Westlake is a 99%
Westlake's a very
Caucasian.
Very, it's a white dude school.
It's a white person school. But they have a good football program. Drew Brees.
Nick Foles.
Nick Folk.
We talk about
Justin
it,
Tucker.
We talk about it all the time on the show, I feel like. We should be getting... Somebody at Westlake needs to cut the check. Because I feel like we've brought it up on at least a few episodes.
I've been a Westlake hater, though, because I live in... like Travis area and their arrival, and they stomped Westlake out. Actually, the one game I watched, like Travis Westlake, Levi Jones got kicked out of the game for like throwing a fit and like pushing somebody. So
Levi Jones,
there you go. USC,
look for that guy in USC.
You got yourself a winner there. Maybe I don't know, might be a good dude. I don't know. Whatever.
I like the ridiculous move. Like the what do they call that? Signing day?
National Signing Day.
Yeah.
Which is today.
The shit that people do is so absurd.
Who was it? He's actually in the NFL right now. He's a running back. He went to Georgia. I forgot what his name is.
Nick Chubb?
No.
Todd Gurley?
Gurley?
No. Anyway.
How many are there?
He committed... Crowley.
I don't know.
Anyway. Continue. He committed to UGA by revealing a bulldog puppy. He had like hiding under the table. At signing day, it was pretty funny.
Pulled a puppy out of his pants.
See,
Micah will track.
My favorite part of National Signing Day, though, is when like guys our age just get really pumped up about 18-year-olds throwing on hats.
Like, yes, it's exciting.
Fuck yeah!
I used to follow this shit,
dude.
Pretty
Neo was up at like 6 a.m.
It's fun, man.
Tweeting fuck bombs at dudes who didn't sign with the Noles.
When your team gets like a surprise 5-star on signing day, it's huge.
That never happens for me.
No.
That will never happen for UCF. We'll never get a 5-star.
See, this is one of those things that I completely missed out on by going to a school with just a shit football program, because I could have never cared less about National Signing Day. I've never once in my entire life paid a single moment of attention to who was being signed by Texas State.
Micah's got the name of the Bulldog guy.
It was Isaiah Crowell.
Crowell, thank you.
In 2011.
Ah, yeah.
Noted Cleveland Browns running back.
He pulled a puppy out from underneath the table. He's like, yeah, I'm going to UGA. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Then when he was going to Cleveland, he pulled a big piece of shit out from under the table.
It was cute as fuck,
human
too.
Feces.
See, the dog was cute AF.
The way Alabama recruits say they're going to Alabama is they just get like a new car off the lot. They just, oh, here's my new Mercedes.
Yeah. You're accusing Saban of playing.
Saban actually owns 2 car dealerships. You know that?
No.
He does.
This is what Saban does. He goes into your living room. He goes, hey, this is a list of all the guys I put into the league. This is how much money they're making. Do you want to play for me or not? And they say yes.
And then
that's what he does.
And then he takes out his regular-sized penis, and he's like, stare at it.
If you go through like the Twitter feed or the Instagram feed of these kids that are committed in Alabama, they always have like a new car.
No, they don't.
They do.
Always. Come on. Dan, come on, man.
Like, does anyone even care about college
no one is
players
that
getting paid anymore?
No. No, I don't. But
it's not that blatant. They're not going to post.
No, Alabama's like in your face.
No.
No, they're not.
I mean, that shit goes on. Like, there's, you know, under-the-table money on occasion, but it's not that blatant.
You're making
blatant.
It sound like Alabama players are, like, drag racing in their new Mercedes in the middle of fucking Tuscaloosa.
Hey, man, I'm just putting two and two together.
Are you?
Saban's got car dealerships. These recruits have cars.
I'll tell you, college basketball is dirtier than the football.
Well, yeah, because it has less spotlight. You can get away with more, too.
College basketball is dirty
as fuck.
Dude,
it's bad. It's quite crooked.
Even a team like Texas, who's not a powerhouse, they pull in guys from Canada, like Tristan Thompson, for example,
yeah,
and Avery Bradley. Both those guys are from Canada. why are you coming down to Austin to play, buddy? Think about it.
Money. Dude, I can't remember who it was, and it's not as good of a story when I have no specifics, but somebody on Twitter yesterday, some athlete, was saying that he took $100,000 to go play somewhere. Like, openly. This is like he's older now. He's like in his 30s or something.
Apparently, we have Tim on right now.
Timmy? What's up, boys?
Tim, are you here?
Hey, Tim.
I am.
Micah just patched you through. We weren't prepared.
He's been doing it all the whole
but,
podcast.
Hey, we are very glad to have you. How you doing, buddy?
We're super
live. I'm doing
well,
D. How are you?
Killing it.
Tim from theleadsports.com.
There's the proper introduction. Thank you. Yeah, the lead sports.
Am I just jumping in mid?
Yeah, dude, this is it. That was your time.
Yeah. We were just talking about how college athletes get paid under the table to go to certain schools, and then Tim was just
Tim could probably back me up. Does Saban like Alabama recruits, do they not all have like new cars like the minute they commit to Alabama?
It's not that blatant.
Yeah, it's a really at this point interesting and multifaceted ordeal getting these recruits money. It usually goes through like a some sort of random uncle who gets a check from like Nick Saban's third cousin type booster person. It's a very, they have a million ways to compensate these kids. And again, it just all plays back to, I've said this on the show before, but it goes back to just give these guys a little bit of money to live off of, and then it doesn't have to be such a corrupt, ridiculous system. But they all get paid without a doubt.
They launder
sometimes
it,
after
basically.
College too.
Yeah, they're money laundering.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah. Exactly.
Goes to the proper channels and gets to his uncle.
I will say this. I enjoy that you're not allowed to pay college players because it creates all of this corruption and shadiness, and I think that's entertaining.
It's part of college.
I agree.
Yeah, I love it.
That might be my new argument, Ross. That's so good. Yeah, I'm going to steal that from you.
There's like a college football narcos.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like Tim just described, it's so absurd that because it's impossible to regulate because they've got, somebody's fourth cousin getting cut
like
a check.
Yeah, Tim just described.
Yeah, it's like it's absolutely insane.
So how you doing?
Another good one is like and especially in basketball, like Calipari will give, if it's like a top recruit he really wants, he'll give like the kid's high school coach or AAU coach a job on the staff.
Oh yeah,
right. That's a classic.
There's a bunch of different ways to launder money to these kids. But Ross, I kind of like your way of looking at it. Like, I would have nothing to bitch about when it comes to college athletics if there was an actual logical, fair system in place. So I think I'm going to go with that approach from now on.
Yeah, this is good for all of us in team content. We need it to be illegal.
And if you think that your school doesn't do it, you're full of shit because your team does it. They all do it. You have to, basically. Do you agree with me? I think college basketball is a lot worse than football is.
It is because there's so many fewer kids.
Yeah.
So you have to get, for all the top programs, you have to get these kids. I mean, Washington, for example, is a terrible college basketball school, yet Markelle Fultz will probably be the number one pick. They have the second-ranked prospect coming in next year. They had Chris and DeJounte Murray, who were first-round draft picks last year. So how is Lorenzo Romar getting these kids?
I mean, Ben Simmons went to LSU from Australia.
Right. Like, Kevin Durant.
Why is he going to Baton Rouge?
Kevin Durant from Maryland went to Texas. Why?
Yeah, Moolah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moolah.
Anyway, Tim, we got the big game coming up on Sunday, and we wanted to get your thoughts and your pick and a possible score prediction from you.
Well, here's the thing. I was, after listening to, I didn't really have any strong premonition until yesterday, hearing Brady like get a little emotional recounting out how this has been a really hard year for him and his family. And then I kind of jumped on the Patriots like, dude, Brady's going to come out and just fucking murk the Falcons defense. And I think this thing is not going to be as close as I thought it was going to be. So that's where I'm at. However, a couple of my buddies who I definitely trust and who we, talk about lines and talk about football betting more than I care to admit. They're on the Falcons. So it's really interesting. I'm going Patriots and I'm going, I'm going to say 31-16. And I don't think, obviously they definitely have a better defense. We all know that. When it comes to this game, I kind of shifted yesterday, hearing Tom, old fucking Brady, and I don't know. I think karma, I believe in karma, and after Deflategate, it's like, fuck, Roger Goodell, talk about ridiculous scenarios. The Patriots have, karma on their side going into this game, and they're a better team. I'm going to say Tommy just absolutely destroys the Falcons defense en route to a pretty easy victory for the Pats.
Do the Falcons play zone D?
Their secondary. I haven't really studied their secondary. I was going before I place actual money. That's what I'm going to bet on, because I know their defense, you know, is young and improving. But I haven't watched any tape on whether, to Dan's point, whether this game's going to be, whether they're going to be able to do anything that the Texans did, or whether it's going to be like the Steelers.
I was going to say, if they watch the Steelers tape, for the love of God, do not play zone D.
No, and they won't. But do they have the corners that can actually man up? And because again, the Patriots receivers aren't—they're all
scrappy white dudes.
Yeah, they're scrappy little guys who, if you have really good press corners, can really struggle to get off the line quickly enough. I mean, Brady gets rid of the ball so fast. So we'll see. I mean, to that, I guarantee they won't. But do they have the corners that can actually, you know, Jonathan Joseph size the Patriots receivers? Will be interesting. But I do like the Falcons. I do like them. I mean, they definitely have a shot. Kyle Shanahan as a really creative offensive coordinator, I think he's going to pull some shit. I don't know if it's going to work, but I think that's what gives them a shot. They have a quarterback who's playing out of his mind, and they have a really good offensive coordinator in Shanahan. So, I mean, I hope it's a shootout. I hope it's an all-time classic. I think all of us as football fans do, but for whatever reason, I'm betting on the Pats -3 or even 3.5. I feel like they got it. I feel like, you know, but again, it's could be interesting, but I'm going to put my money on the Pats.
Yeah, I think the biggest determining factor for me is, can Matt Ryan come out and play at the same level he has this year in the biggest game, in the biggest spotlight? And if he can, I think that'll be close, and he gives them a real chance to win. But if he falters in any way, I think they're going to get smoked. So I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. And I'm not a huge Matt Ryan believer. Like, I'm not the biggest Matt Ryan fan. He seems kind of soft to me, so I don't know.
I have an interesting tidbit about Kyle Shanahan, the Falcons. Tim, you may already know this. So he went to University of Texas, and he was there with Chris Sims. He was like a walk-on receiver. Tim, do you know this about the tattoo?
No, I do not.
Kyle Shanahan and Chris Sims are really close. They got each other's initials tattooed on their legs. Like, I don't know if it was back in college or like right after, but I think it was while they were in school. They have each other's initials tattooed on their legs. Look it up. It's a fact.
Not even on their ass cheeks? Their legs?
Their legs. They're like, that's a little weird.
That implies that implies some kind of romantic relationship, that, I feel like.
Well, there you go. Anyway. Yeah.
So when you Google Kyle Shanahan, Chris Sims tattoo, the first article is Phil Sims addresses his son's Kyle Shanahan tattoo.
There you go. They both have them. It's so weird.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Not even close to cool or...
No, that's the opposite of cool.
Timmy, anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
Not really. I have a funny... My buddy who went to high school with Matt Ryan, there was an ESPN article yesterday about where does the Matty Ice nickname derive from? You know, like, no, it's a shrouded in mystery. And so one of my good buddies is like, dude, he came to a party holding, you know, in high school holding a six pack of Natty Ice, and then one of the older football guys called him Matty Ice, and that was it.
That's great.
But
pretty simple.
Yeah, it's just ESPN being, you know, and everybody being really nice covering for Matt Ryan and not wanting to talk about him drinking Natty Ice in 10th grade or whatever, which he obviously was, because we all were.
Yeah, because that makes him such a terrible person. All right, Timmy, thanks as always. Check out theleadsports.com. Subscribe to their newsletter. Get great sports news in your inbox every morning. Tim, we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right, thanks, boys.
See you later.
We're live.
Cool.
We're live in direct.
How's life? What's new with you?
Not much. Just staying busy. Kind of... Hide a little bit.
Hide?
Trying to be good this year.
Okay.
What? I mean, you got to be riding high because of your Falcons, though, right?
I know. I have an echo. How do I stop?
You're echoing? Ooh. You sound good on our end. I don't know.
Do I? Okay.
You might just fight through it.
Yeah, Mike says you got to deal with it. So I saw that you're on Twitter, you said that you're going to cry if the Falcons win. Are you actually going to, like, shed tears?
I probably will. Like, this is a big moment. And you guys follow me on Twitter. Like, every game I'm very emotional, and I tweet my feelings about games. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if I'm in Houston.
Are you going to be?
Yeah, I'm going down there.
You're not actually going to yet. You're not going to the game though, correct?
Not yet. It's in the works.
You're gonna try to scalp some tickets.
I'm trying. I'll have a sugar daddy on the line.
You just need a super famous friend like Mia has to get you tickets.
She's going to the game.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's kind of like, yo, hook me up.
Kind of selfish of her to go when it's not even her team.
I know. Well, she's going with somebody that is way more famous than her. So.
Yeah, we know all about that.
We're
we're keeping it very hush-hush.
Yeah, so.
But this person might make an appearance on our Snapchat account. She's taking over for us when she's there.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
I love that.
All right, let's get a pick from you. So the Patriots are favored by 3 points. I'm assuming you're gonna pick the Falcons, but I want a final score prediction from you.
I mean, I think Atlanta is just gonna win outright. I have 21-27 score.
Okay.
So I'm picking the under. I don't think it's gonna be, I think our defenses are gonna be tough on each other. So obviously we have the best offense, but I think our defenses are gonna be like full on. For both teams.
27-21 Atlanta is Georgia's pick. Mark it down, Micah.
I mean, Alex, you're due on this podcast because
I know.
Your record making picks on this podcast has not been great.
I think you're like 0-18 or something like that.
It's terrible. And like I need to redeem myself. I feel like this is the best way to redeem myself with the Super Bowl.
And I mean, if there's a game you want to win, yeah.
What better time to do that than now?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited though. Everybody in Atlanta is excited. I have Frontline in Houston.
Are there Falcon fans?
Yes. And I keep hearing this if people aren't Falcon fans.
I know. I keep seeing you tweet about it.
It's been a hard few years for us. This is our second ever Super Bowl.
That's like every sports article the last 2 weeks has been like, oh, I guess there are Falcon fans. Or are there Falcon fans? Or are we even excited to play the Falcons because it's the Falcons?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
It's trash. Yeah, we're not like the Cowboys or like a big team like the Pats or Green Bay, but we support our team every year.
Alex, you may or may not be happy to know that I am also going to pick the Falcons to win.
Good.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be happy about that?
I think because I'm not usually right. That's why.
Oh, damn it.
So,
that's a good reason.
What about you, Rush?
I'm not making an official pick yet. I'm still up in the air. I'm still up in the air. I seriously don't know. Like, especially after everything I've heard today from you, from the other callers we've had, I'm very undecided still. Very undecided.
I just want to see where the money's going and then fade that.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that's going to be super telling for this game because so many I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty evenly split. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people want the Patriots to lose.
Yeah, but there's a ton of Pats bandwagoners.
Towards the Pats to win.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, Alex, best of luck to you and your Falcons this Sunday.
Thank you.
Hope you actually end up getting into the game.
I hope so, too.
Have fun either way. Be safe.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, Alex.
Later.
Bye.
All right, that is it for our callers. We have no more calls. We did it.
We sure?
Man, that was a lot.
Yeah.
But thank you to everybody who called in. Always good to hear from all those people. Big of them to take the time, you know, for us.
A lot of diversity throughout that group.
Huge, very diverse. We had multiple women. We love women. Women love us. Everybody's saying it.
Especially after our last podcast.
What happened in our last podcast?
We were talking about the hottest women.
Oh, where it got
throughout
sexist.
The country and very. And yeah, you were saying
I pissed off a lot of people. I heard from them on Twitter too. They were not
really
not particularly pleased with me.
Mm. Well, I didn't hear shit.
Really?
No, not a fucking peep.
I might have saved your ass towards the end.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
Real quickly, obviously this weekend is one of the biggest gambling weekends of the year. Hit mybookie.ag. To place your bets, mybookie.ag. Use the code backdoor. That's one word, backdoor, to get a 50% deposit bonus when you make your first deposit. Get in there, fade us, follow us, do what you got to do. Mybookie.ag. Put some money down, have some fun with us this weekend. We've also got live in-game live betting on mybookie.ag. So even if you miss kickoff of the big game or whatever, You can place a bet.
They have so many prop bets, too.
Oh, my God.
So much fun.
Like, you can actually bet on us.
You can.
That's true. No, you can't bet on us.
We are having a competition amongst ourselves here at Grand X Media to, me, Dylan, Dan.
Dave, Will, Key, Micah.
There's like eight or nine of us. Eight of us, something like that.
You can gamble on us gambling on prop bets.
So we've all made a bunch of prop bet picks that we are actually going to discuss in a separate episode of this podcast that we are recording shortly after this one that you should check out. It will be titled something along the lines of prop bets. And it'll be out on Thursday. Anyway, you can actually bet on mybookie.ag on which one of us you think will win the most prop bets is how it's set up, right?
That is if you're not a pussy.
Yeah, which apparently...
Or a rookie, but you can be a rookie or an expert. It doesn't matter. Check out MyBookie.
MyBookie.ag, you play, you win, you get paid. Check out MyBookie.ag today. Okay, now it's time for the Obscure Sports Minute.
Best minute in all podcasts.
It's only 1 minute, though. You get 60 seconds, and that's it. Afterwards, we get cut off by a timer.
I think it's like 5 good minutes on PTI, though. They just go as long as they need to.
Do they have an obscure sports minute?
No, but they had the 5 good minutes with the interview.
There's
no set time.
So the Westminster Dog Show,
anyway,
will now have cats competing.
Felines.
That doesn't seem right.
The Westminster Dog Show is an electric event, usually.
Is this
the way.
A sport? We're the Westminster Dog Show is a fucking sport?
It's a competition.
It's like the Title IX of animals. Where they're going to let in cats and dogs.
That's exactly what it is. That's a good take.
So,
I like that.
They get their own event, right? They're not mixed in with the
dogs. Cats don't do tricks.
Wait,
what are they going to do?
The dogs just walk.
You could walk a cat. They walk pretty, and they walk with grace and style and honor.
They walk like their breed is supposed to walk, yeah.
All right, well, cats just kind of do their fucking sexy little...
Well, maybe there are some bomb-ass cats out there we haven't seen
yet. This thing's been going on for 140 years. Is that true? 140 years. What? All right, whatever.
I thought America was only like 140 years old.
America's like 70 years old, but that's beyond that.
Yeah, this probably started in England. Oh, wait, this is in England.
This is definitely an English thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why it's called the Westminster Dog Show is because it's in a place called Westminster, which is not in America.
I don't think it is America.
I think Westminster's... it's New York.
All right, I'm just going to shut up.
But it might be named after something that has European origins.
Yeah, I'm not deep in this game.
What is it? Hungarian Pumi. And why is it written on her?
Because it's a breed of cat, you dumbass.
I guess that's... Is that the only
kind
of...
Oh, it's a dog breed.
Oh, it's a dog breed.
Just kidding.
We've got something written here. It says, in addition to the hypoallergenic American hairless terrier, the North African Slohi, and the ancient Hungarian Pumi, cats are joining the dog show.
I own a Hungarian Pumi, believe it or not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
you just realized it was a dog.
It's a fine animal.
I have a hairless North African Slohi.
That's what they called me back in the day.
Back in college?
Hairless?
Yeah, the hairless
Slohi.
Yeah.
I don't know what these cats are going to do.
They're going to do their cat thing, man.
Maybe they... They're
going to throw a ball of yarn around and look all cute and shit. I don't know.
I don't know. I fear change. This is kind of fucked up.
So, to Dan's point,
it's called the Westminster Dog Show. Okay?
140 years in, they break the mold and bring in the arch enemy of dogs.
Hey, man, it's 2017.
They're that desperate for ratings?
No more discrimination.
I just don't agree with that. What's next? Fucking turtles? Birds? In the dog show?
Maybe.
It's just going to be an open event for all animals.
Maybe they should just change the name to Dope Show and invite Marilyn Manson on to fucking perform, because that I'll watch.
I always like the hound segment the best. Mm. I'm a big hound guy.
You have multiple hounds.
Everybody knows that about me.
Yeah. The Westminster Kennel Club was founded in 1877 and named after the Westminster Hotel in New York.
That's a little fun fact.
So it's an American tradition, through and through.
Not British. Not British. Any other thoughts on the Westminster?
I have so many thoughts, but I don't have time to share them all.
Okay, well, I guess we'll move on to the... Apparently, there's a wing bowl in Philly.
That Dan wants to talk about some fucking Philly.
I mean, it's a great tradition that my dad actually used to go to. It's every Friday before the Super Bowl. They have a wing eating contest, and it's kind of like the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, but that's trivial. That's not that great. I mean, it's an American tradition on 4th of July, but the Wing Bowl is a Philadelphia tradition
where people take the day off work to become spectators to watch a bunch of fat men, fat gross men eat wings, look at half-naked women, and just get hammer drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Shouldn't they be doing Philly cheesesteaks or something?
See, this sounds incredible to me. This sounds much cooler and more American than the
Nathan's
hot dog
eating contest. Yeah, it is.
I can't watch the hot dog eating. I feel sick when I watch
it. Dude, I want to watch a fat grown man hoss down wings. That's what I want.
Well, that's a messy ordeal.
You can hoss down your own wings and beer, and then there's just like ring chicks just walking around in bikinis. Like,
okay, we got to go to this next year. This sounds incredible.
It's definitely a thing PGP needs to check out.
This doesn't get enough attention. No. I didn't even know about this.
I think it's been going on for 25
years.
Because
it's Super Bowl weekend. No one cares.
I'm sick of watching that same fucking skinny white dude eat 60 hot dogs
every
year. Hey, why can't
respect Joey Chestnut, man.
I respect Chestnut. I respect what he's done for this country, and I respect what he's done for...
He dethroned Kobayashi.
But then he lost last year, didn't he?
Chestnut?
Yeah,
did he?
To like an American Asian.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he was always winning.
I think Matt Stone beat him. Yeah, I think his name's Matt Stone.
Right. This is Wing Bowl 25.
This is huge. That's a big
start in 1993.
Fuck, man, the 25th anniversary of the Wing Bowl, and we're not even there. I don't get it. What is the point of this podcast if we're not at the Wing Bowl?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
It's great though. They bring out former like Philadelphia athletes that are just like way past like.
Will Deuce Staley be there?
Deuce Staley is a good chance. Deuce Staley's good.
Has AI ever showed up to this? Because he is like the king of.
He's above.
In.
He's above.
No,
this,
Iverson is. I think is above this. This is kind of more like athletes that you would see signing autographs at the mall.
Okay, I got you. Like middle tier to bottom tier, like the guys like that only Staley. People in Philly know about, and or Dylan for some reason. yeah, I understand that. That makes sense.
This apparently draws crowds of more than 20,000 people
right.
to the Wells Fargo Center.
The city of Philadelphia, like men between the ages.
Show up.
Between the ages of 18 to like 45, they just take the day off work. My dad does it usually every other
Dan
year.
Dan the Waterman shouts.
Dan the Waterman. All the union workers, they take the day off and they just go house down beers and wings.
I like to imagine that the union has like a special day set aside where they argue over this every year. Like the union fights so that
its
members get this as a holiday. We will have the Wing Bowl. I have never been to Philly. I really want to go to Philly.
Why?
I feel like it's one of the great American cities that I haven't
you
been
to.
History.
You want to see the Bell, Liberty Bell?
It's a city of brotherly love.
Independence Hall.
Yeah, that's true.
Will Smith.
I don't know what the big draw is there though. No offense to Philly people.
It's actually a cool town.
Yeah,
it's a bad rep.
It's historic, dude. It's like going to fucking New Orleans. Except,
if I had a day to spend there, what would I do?
I mean, would you want to do like the touristy shit, or do you want to do like the bars? What do you?
I want to have fucking fun.
You want to have fun. You want to hit the bars. You would probably want to go on South Street.
Okay.
That's such a cop out. What if I don't drink? What do I do in Philly?
Go see the Liberty Bell.
That's it.
In the Rocky Steps.
Yeah, it's hard to answer this question about any city though. If you don't drink, what do you do in Austin? What are you going to go to see the Capitol?
Lake?
Are you going to go see our fucking shit-ass zoo?
We have the shittiest. Alcohol really does determine
good.
Our lives, doesn't it?
Philly's is a good
huge
spot.
Determinant. I bet Philly has a great zoo.
Great zoo.
Austin Zoo is trash.
Every event I ever plan to go to the rest of my life, I just wonder if I'm going to be able to drink during the event.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's the first thing.
How am I going to consume alcohol at this thing?
What I like about Philadelphia,
how and
though,
when can I consume alcohol?
Is that all of our sports stadiums are right next to each other.
In Philly.
Yeah, so you have the Wells Fargo Center, the Link, and Citizens Bank Park, and it's all right next to there's this new, like, I forget what it's called, but they just built this complex where it's just all bars and just like a shopping center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you a big Flyers guy?
I like the Flyers, yeah.
How are they this year?
Not so great recently.
Fucking hockey.
Mike has given us a twirl.
I feel like I've missed...
to wrap it up.
I feel like I missed out on so much of life... by not being a hockey guy.
PGP's own Dave Ruff just walked in on
it. It's hard to watch hockey, though, in Austin when your team is never on TV.
Yeah.
Dave, why are you here, man?
That's tough.
I'm not going to buy the package. Like, I'm not that big of a Flyers fan.
God.
You know, Micah, I feel like just because you want us to wrap it up, we should just keep going another 10 minutes.
Yeah, what else can we talk about? We talked about dogs.
Can we go back
wings.
To the dog show for a minute?
Let's go back to the wings and the dogs.
PGP zone. Dave Ruff just walked in.
He doesn't.
I already said that.
He doesn't have a microphone.
I already fucking
I know,
said that.
But, what do you think about them letting cats in the Westminster dog show?
Fucking liberal media.
Liberal media.
Bunch of cucks, Dave says.
Anyway, I think it's important that I wonder if you can bet. I wonder if you can bet on the wing eating contest on mybookie.ag.
Probably not.
They need to step their game
they
up.
They do. I think mybookie.ag needs to get odds on the wing eaters. I want to bet on a waterman to win this year. I feel like the waterman community has been slacking and will represent big time this year in the wing eating contest in Philly.
I mean, they do have the occasional professional eater that makes their appearance in the wing bowl. So you should probably go with that.
Also, that should be Trump needs to work on making this Friday a national holiday. Friday before the Super Bowl.
What about Monday?
What about Monday after?
When the no, because you want the day off so everybody can watch this Philly wing eating contest together.
As a nation.
That's a national bonding moment.
We're kind of split apart right now as a country, and I think the Philly Wing Bowl
could be what brings us together.
Yeah.
It could be. Also, I don't like the idea of having the Monday after the Super Bowl off. I think it's kind of a tradition that everybody feel like shit together at work and school and whatnot.
Breaking news. Louisville picked up a commitment from a young man named Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Wait,
that's
I'm
not
sorry.
Real.
What?
That's not a real thing.
Offensive lineman, 6'7", 285, Kobe Buffalo Meat from Lawrence, Kansas.
Is Buffalo Meat one word?
Buffalo Meat is one word.
That's his last name.
Kobe. Kobe. He's probably in your tribe, Dorn. He might be a part of my tribe. That's true.
His last name is Buffalo Meat?
Buffalo Meat.
If your last name is Buffalo Meat, you're not hung like a fucking large mammal.
He's 6'7".
Okay, so
he's a large Native American.
He's probably got a decent sized piece.
We don't even talk about this high schooler's dick, but yeah, his name's Buffalo Meat.
Man, I just love me a good high school dick. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Buffalo Meat.
Producer Micah,
Micah is coming unglued. He's coming unglued right now that we are still recording. I wish Dave had a mic for that.
No, that mic. The mic definitely picked that up. I think that was loud enough.
Let me ask you this. How'd you find out that news about Buffalo Meat?
Someone dropped it. Jake Goldman dropped it in our Slack group.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Okay.
Well, I like that they just threw the name Kobe on the front of Buffalo Meat.
I guess we'll wrap up. Does anybody have any shouts?
Shouts to Kobe Buffalo Meat. Shouts to Mr. and Mrs. Buffalo Meat.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Man, follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at WRBolin or any other social media. Where can you guys be followed? What are your names?
You can look it up.
Yeah, I don't really care about that anymore.
Okay, cool.
Figure it out.
I don't either, to be quite frank. I think this is the first time I've pushed my Twitter in like 6 episodes. But shouts to everybody that called in today. Shouts to TJ Yates, who didn't get the call in. He's a doctor of some kind. Shouts to Mia. Shouts to Alex. Shouts to fucking Wolf.
Shouts to TJ for not calling.
Yeah. Shouts to Jim Livingston.
Shouts to Deuce Daly.
I hope you're doing
all
right.
Hope you're doing well.
Shouts to Buffalo Meats. Shouts to the Buffalo Meats.
Shouts to Houston, Texas. good luck with representing the city as a Super Bowl host this weekend.
And if you're in the Philadelphia area on Friday, check out Wing Bowl.
And shouts to every participant in the Wing Bowl, true American heroes, sacrificing their stomachs and their beeholes for us and our freedoms in this great country.
God bless.
Stay safe out there, people.